are absolutely delighted with the outcome, because today we have defeated the government and put a voice for ordinary people, for peace, for housing, for justice and solidarity in Tomáras an Uachtaráin. And throughout the campaign, we built a popular unity around Catherine's platform. We engaged with thousands of people into participating and building the movement up from the grassroots. The campaign has shown that a left which unites and fights can develop the momentum to create a better Ireland. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank a number of people, Niall. I'd like to thank Chris McManus, the director of Canvas, and Pat Fallon, Michelle Brennan and Shebo, and Helen Keogh from the Lead Tremend. I'd like to thank Terry McGowan, Johnny Markey, John Cronog, the Postering team leads. To the elected representatives and colleagues, Mayor Gina O'Boyle, Councillor Arthur Gibbons, Councillor Anne Higgins, Councillor Thomas Healy and Senator Nessa Cosgrove, and of course our Leitrim colleagues, Deputy Martin Kenny, Councillor Eddie Mitchell, Councillor Brendan Barry, Councillor Porrick Fallon, Councillor Roisin Kenny and Councillor Cora McFlynn, all helped to make this success what it is today. And to the members of People Before Profit and Sinn Féin, Labour and Social Democrats, and the very large number of grassroots activists who canvassed the highways and byways of this constituency. It was an amazing campaign, an intense campaign, with a huge number of households canvassed. And I must mention Catherine's two sisters, Teresa Connolly and my wife, Margaret Connolly.
Yeah, it's a very, very personal day for you all, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Teresa and Margaret, they didn't leave a stone unturned in terms of the effort they put in to make the campaign a success and see their sister in Áras an Uachtaráin. But the biggest thanks of all, Niall, must go to the people of this constituency in both Sligo and Leitrim, who have voted for Catherine, who have made us so welcome at the doorstep and encouraged us on a daily basis throughout the campaign. Today is their day, it's their victory, and I believe today's result doesn't mark the end of the campaign. It actually marks the start of a movement for an alternative Ireland, an Ireland that puts hope and fairness back at the heart of our politics and makes change not just possible, but inevitable.